Okay, so we're at FOA with Simon Wardley from Canonical.
Hello.
Hello. Simon, you gave a great talk on cloud computing.
Thank you very much.
And I'm very interested in the implications of this for the tech startup market in the UK, especially across Europe. Could you perhaps give me some brief thoughts on that?
Okay. Very brief is fantastic. and now I better explain that statement and why. Better first of all start off with what cloud computing is. So fundamentally, what's happening is a large number of activities have become so widespread and so feature complete that they've become suitable for service provision. They've moved from this as a product world to much more of a as a service world. And so you see this with things like CRM, infrastructure provision. And it's following an age-old path of commoditization, from innovation to bespoke to products to commodity and eventually utility-like services. So that's a normal transition. Now, one of the things which people forget about is something called componentization. This is from Herbert Simon's theory of hierarchy. And basically what it says is the rate of speed of evolution of a system depends upon its organization of its subsystems. So to put it in more straightforward terms, if you think about building an application, it's quite quick to do so today because you use database and frameworks. And they're fairly stable, but they're only stable because they sit on stable operating systems and stable hardware, et cetera, et cetera. If when you were building an application, you had to first start by designing the CPU, you'd be there forever. It would just take ages to get anything done. So the more stable the components are, the faster the rate of innovation is. So the shift of a lot of these IT activities from a product to a service world, where they're provided as online services, as stable components, because it's volume operations, should actually accelerate the rate at which new stuff can be built upon it. So it becomes much, much faster with infrastructure, but and even more so when using platforms. And it's leading to things like you hear people talk about mashing up services, because here you're just taking different services from different providers and combining those together. So you're using those as standard components. So when it comes to innovation, there's two things. Cloud computing isn't an innovation. It's an evolution of an industry which has been going on for some time. But it will result in much greater innovation for people building on top of it. So it's good news for startups, not bad news, because it also, you know, we've seen this in the news industry, how it's gone from the town crier to newspapers to online services and Twitter and blogs and like yourselves, obviously. So there's been a massive transformation, fundamentally about commoditization, reducing barriers of entry and so forth. You'll see much more of this in the IT industry as a result of commoditization and a shift to services. Does that make all sense?
It does, it does.
Okay, good.
What I'm also interested in is, you know, sort of the point of view you had towards the end of your talk about the openness of the cloud infrastructure. I mean, to what extent does that potential sort of closeness of cloud infrastructure present a threat to tech startups?
Okay, the first, we'll go back a little bit and explain there are many barriers to adoption of cloud, and some of those are transitional, related to the formation of this new industry, and some of those are general to outsourcing of an activity, so things like locking to a single provider, second sourcing option, pricing competition, and so forth. So ideally, in the cloud world, what you want is, doesn't matter what layer of the stack you're dealing with, you want to be able to switch to another provider. But that means you need another provider to exist, you need easy access to your code and data, and you need to know that when you move your code and data or whatever to the other provider, it's going to work the same way. So it's got to be interoperable between the two. So you need open standards and data formats, but for interoperability, you need reference models. Now, either those are open, which is great, or they're closed, and those reference models have to be running code for this to work. And if they're closed, known by a vendor, that vendor has enormous control over any cloud market which forms, even to the point of using network effects to literally, to some extent, take control of the internet. That is a possible scenario. The internet is very much built on open and freedoms. It is possible that could change. This is why open source is absolutely essential in this space.